Well, again, good morning, everybody. I didn't get to say quite good morning to everybody. Some of you came in afterwards. Merry Christmas. Good to have all of you here. I am Pastor Phil. And what we're going to do right now is we are going to pass out candles. So if our ushers can help, and we're going to pass out candles because at the end of the service, we're going to have a candle lighting. You all need a candle. Parents, you need to decide whether you help your child and share a candle or whether they're able to, that they're on their own, all right? So, but we're going to pass out candles right now. Everybody grab one, and we're going to use them towards the end of the service. As the candles are being passed out, I want to welcome our guests here today. It is great and wonderful to have you here. Welcome. For all of you, I want to show you that we have a connection card in the bulletin. If you would fill that out, we would love to know of your presence with us today. If you're a guest, please fill this out as well. And at the end of the service, when we take our offering, you can just drop that in the offering plate. It'll be great to have you. Want to remind you that we are having church next Sunday, New Year's Day. It is going to be a family fun Sunday. We're going to have the kids in the service again. The message is going to be, well, it's going to be a kids message on steroids. It's going to be a blast. The kids are going to get a lot from it. The adults are going to get a lot from it. And we're going to truly celebrate a new year together. So look forward to that. I look forward to seeing all of you back next Sunday because it might just be the most fun you've ever had in church. Just saying. All right? So you don't want to miss that. All right, I have a story I want to share with you this morning. It's a true story about nine coal miners who were mining 2,000 feet below, not 2,000, that'd be a lot, 200 feet, let's get it right, 200 feet below Pennsylvania in what's known as the Q Creek Mine in 2002. Now, as they were mining and they had their big earth-moving digging machines going, what they were not aware of was just a few feet from them was another mine, an abandoned mine that had been abandoned about 50 years before that, that was filled with 250 million gallons of water. So as they dug, they accidentally dug into that mine, and suddenly this rush of water came into the mine. Millions and millions of gallons started pouring into the mine. And you can see here, they were way up there, and the water started coming in and just started flowing down, rushing down here to the junction point, which was lower. This was their only way out. And it flooded. So now they were trapped. Nine miners, 200 feet below Pennsylvania, trapped in a very, very, in a little side shaft there with no means of escape. Their only illumination was the lights they held on their helmets for however long that would last. And they knew the oxygen was limited. They knew they wouldn't last very long. And worse yet, as the water kept coming down, it started then starting back up towards them. So the water was rising back up towards them. There were quiet. There was tears. There were prayers. One of the miners found a pen and a piece of cardboard and started writing a note to his wife and his kids telling him he loved them, and he ripped the piece of cardboard off and passed it to the next miner and then the next miner, and they all wrote their notes and they put it in a plastic bucket and snapped the lid tight and lashed the lid onto a rock so that it would be found. And there they were. They sat down, nine men, 200 feet below the surface, trapped in a dark world, completely unable to dig themselves out. But in their heart, they knew there had to be someone up there. There just had to be someone up there. And if that someone could find them, if that someone could reach them, then that someone possibly could save them. But they had no way of knowing whether they would get found. They had no way of knowing if anybody was up there who would be able to find them. They had wishes. Oh, I hope they would find us. But they had to face reality. They were trapped, stuck in a mine, water coming towards them, oxygen running out, unable to release themselves from their tomb. Theirs was a dark, dark world with no real hope of salvation. They knew they had a short time left. They said their goodbyes. They roped themselves together to face death with dignity. And then they heard a voice. Can you hear me? They were stunned. They were shocked. In fact, they just sat there silently for a moment because they couldn't believe what they're hearing. Maybe it was an illusion, but then they heard the voice again. Can you hear me? Yes, yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. Someone was up there. Someone had found them. And that began the rescue of nine miners 200 feet below the surface of Pennsylvania. Now, I share that story because it makes me think of Christmas. It makes me think about what the message of Christmas is all about. In a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, it says, this is a prophecy about Christmas. It says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. See, without God in our lives, we're like the miners. Without God in our lives, we are trapped in a world of darkness with no way out. Even with God in our lives, sometimes things appear dark to us. Things appear gloomy to us. I don't know about you, but even this week, this Christmas week, and I love Christmas, and I get excited about Christmas, but I had moments that were gloomy this week. Moments that felt dark. We can be trapped in deep darkness. Our darkness might be caused by the mistakes we've made, by the things that we've done wrong, or our darkness might be caused by the hurtful things that people do to us that have plunged us into this world of darkness. Oftentimes, in fact, usually it's both. It's both the things done to us and the things we've done. We failed to live as God desires. Maybe we failed to even believe that there is a God. And as a result, life gets really hard because we're not following God's ways. And because life is so hard, it makes us hard. It makes us hard people. We're struggling in the darkness. We have no way out. We cannot dig ourselves out. But there has to be someone up there. We hope that there is someone up there, and if that someone can reach us, maybe that someone can save us. And then suddenly, those walking in darkness have seen a great light. The Word of God, God Himself, became flesh. Jesus made His dwelling among us to save us from our darkness, to save us from our sins. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's what we celebrate. That's why there are Christmas lights. Today, you know, we have Christmas lights because it's festive and it's merry and it's entertaining, but the whole tradition started to celebrate the light of Jesus coming. We celebrate the light that's come, the hope that's come, the salvation that's come. We celebrate the fact that we were trapped in darkness, and now, can you hear me? Jesus came, and He's speaking, can you hear me? I've come to bring life. I've come to lift you up out of your trap, out of your darkness. I've come to brighten your life, and I want to give you the opportunity to receive that life, to receive that light. This is the greatest gift you could ever receive at Christmas time. The greatest gift you can ever give yourself. It's the gift of life that will light up your life. The gift of life that will brighten the people around you. The gift of life that will forgive your past sins, that will offer you a second chance of life, that will bring God into your life. Not as someone to be scared of, not as someone to be frightened of, but as a friend. But as someone who is coming to be your encourager, to be your guide, to be your support, to give you strength and hope and love and joy. That's the gift. That's the greatest gift you can ever receive. I'm here as a pastor. We gather together because we believe in that gift. Because we believe there is someone up there. We believe there is a God who has come down to save us, who has found us and wants to lift us up out of our darkness. To receive that gift, you need to put your faith in Jesus. You need to believe. Believe that there is a God up there. Believe that God came down and found us as Jesus, His Son. Believe that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. Believe that we have sins we need to be saved from, that there is darkness. And believe that Jesus rose from the dead to give us new life, to lift us up into new life as he was lifted up. And because we believe those things, we trust God. And because we trust God, we follow God and do as he desires. So I want to give you the opportunity to receive this gift. You can receive it simply through a prayer. And I'm going to offer a prayer. And if you're ready to ask Jesus into your life, if you're ready to say, I want this gift for myself, I want this light and this life, the presence of God in my life, just pray a prayer that goes something like this. You can just silently repeat after me. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I need your light in my life. I know I have done things against you, against others, that need to be forgiven. And I believe you came to earth to forgive my sins. I believe you died on the cross to pay the price, the penalty of death for those sins. I believe that you rose again to show you have the power of new life to offer me. So right now, I commit all of my life for the rest of my life to following you. I ask you to come into my heart, forgive the sins and remove them. Fill me with your presence. And I say thank you for this great gift. Thank you that at this moment you have entered my life, set me free. Thank you that at this moment your light is shining in my darkness. And I pray and ask that you will help me be a light to others. I pray that you'll surround me with people who will help me grow in my decision to follow you. And I'd like all of you to keep your heads bowed and offer up your own prayers of thanks, your own prayers of commitment. But if you're someone who prayed and asked Jesus to come into your heart this morning for the first time, to receive this gift, I'd like you just to raise your hand. No one else is looking. Everybody's heads bowed, eyes are closed. I'm not going to call you out, not going to embarrass you, but I want to celebrate and I want to pray for you. So if someone just prayed and asked Jesus in their heart, if you just raise your hand. And God, I thank you for this great gift. And as we move towards Christmas evening and Christmas Day, may we keep in mind as we enjoy family, as we celebrate with food, as we give gifts, that they all point to you and your presence, your life, your light, your gift. And take the time to say thanks throughout the day. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.